Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster. Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We got Dean. Did we get Dean? Okay, joining us again from deep in the heart of Yuma, Arizona, is a writer named Dean Weingarten, the biggest writer in the gun culture on the biggest website there is. How are you doing, sir?
I am doing better than I deserve.
I understand. I understand.
So what would you like to start talking about today?
Well, let's talk about, let's go to Florida. I noticed the bear article is not up. Is it still in the chain?
Right. There's two of them waiting, but I imagine they'll be published shortly. And in the meantime, there were a couple of bear articles we started on that we can never finish, and we can go there later on.
Right.
So you want to talk about Florida?
Yeah, let's talk about hopefully presidential candidate Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, and I was pleasantly surprised that he announced that he had vetoed the congressional redistricting that had been sent to him by the Florida legislature. And he then said on a question, without any prompting, that he wanted some other things done that hadn't been done in the regular legislative session, and that maybe they could get them done during the special session. Now, the special session is very, very limited. It's only 3 days long. It's from the, I think, the 19th of, which, September? I have it. And then it just goes till the 22nd. So it's only 19th, 20, 21, maybe 4 days. But there's going to be a start and stop, so it'll take a little bit of time. And they have to get the congressional redistricting done before they do anything else.
Right.
And that's always a contentious issue because for politicians, you know, what the district is that you're running for makes a huge difference in the likelihood that you will be elected or not. So they have to get this redistricting done. And then what he wanted them to concentrate on was either an insurance bill or constitutional carry. And there was one other issue, but he didn't have to mention those issues. And the fact that he deliberately brought up constitutional carry says to me that he is serious about wanting to get it passed.
Right.
The first time that it was mentioned, I think it might have been somebody from Gun Owners of America. I'm not sure, but somebody asked him, are you in favor of constitutional carry? He said, yeah, and it seemed almost reflective of just a few seconds. And so that didn't hold a lot of weight as far as I was concerned. But when he brings up the subject on his own, without being asked deliberately about it, me, that says that he really is in favor of it, and he really would want it passed because he did not have to do that. But, of course, the question is, will they have enough time? If you look at the actual proclamation that he signed to call for the special session, it doesn't mention constitutional carry. It mentions the redistricting. And so that is what it is. I don't know. The Florida legislature has had a number of people in it that are willing to pay lip service to constitutional carry or open carry, which has been brought up more commonly in the past. And then they work behind the scenes to make sure it never gets out of committee or never gets passed. And so we have had a lot of people that pay lip service but don't really want it to get passed. That does not seem to be the case
with right.
Governor DeSantis, and that is much in his favor. So it's from April 19th to April 22nd. And the other issue that he wanted to get to, I think it was property insurance. And I thought I had it here, but I don't. So I'll find out as we move along.
Now, what do you think about DeSantis? Do you think he would make a good president?
I think he would. He is showing a lot of courage and backbone and integrity in what he's doing in Florida. And he's sort of going on the Trump model, but he seems to have a better political voice than President Trump did, if I want
right.
to put it that way. And so he's able to make his case a little more fluidly and just better, I think, than President Trump. Well, I'm a tremendous Trump supporter, and I think he broke the mold and deserves a lot of support. But DeSantis is clearly a rising star among the conservative movement and not just Republicans, because we've seen so many Republicans that just seem to want to go along and get along. And DeSantis and Trump both seem to reject that idea.
Well, I mean, DeSantis, like with the Disney.
I mean, they're
thing.
Willing to be confrontational.
Well, I mean, no, but I mean,
this is right.
But he is very, very direct. So, like with Disney, while Disney's out there saying he's got this bill where they don't want to talk about sexual topics to kindergartners through third graders. They're calling it the Don't Say Gay Bill. And Walt Disney's out there saying, we're going to fight you all the way. And he's out there saying, that law that we passed to get you in here, we'll take it back.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. Yeah.
Disney World, pretty much, they have their own water system. They can have their own law system. I mean, they can pretty much operate as their own little community if they want to, and they're talking about revoking that, which would be that'd be a huge blow to their status and that kind of move using the statutes and everything against them is the kind of stuff I like to see.
I agree. It's a little bit of thinking outside the box, and it's if you guys are going to play hardball, we can play harder. So I think that is very much in his favor, and
right.
I think people want to see that. They want somebody who's willing to fight and stand up for what they believe in. And another article that I thought was very good, it said that DeSantis is popular because he's willing to fight for the people he represents against the federal government.
Right, right.
And I think that is correct.
Hold up for me right there, if you will. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. You can find this article is ripped straight out of Amoland.com. Amoland is the biggest website of its type on the planet, or on the internet anyway, which is, that covers a lot of space. Believe me, the World Wide Web covers a lot of space. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At CNH Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, CNH Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. CNH Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. Now then, we're talking to Dean Weingarten, And let's go from Florida just a little bit up into the southeast into Georgia, shall we?
Because yes, and I
was kind of thinking Georgia was a slam dunk.
Well, there are a lot of people in Georgia.
Yeah.
Or I should say a lot of members of the legislature who really don't want constitutional carry. But
okay.
With Governor Kemp pushing it hard as part of his campaign, I think that is going to carry it over the top. I think it's going to happen this year. But just because I mentioned it, the third topic that Governor DeSantis talked about that he would like to see action on was data privacy. So let's go back to Georgia. And in Georgia, we've seen some significant movement. In the Senate Judiciary Committee passed House Bill 1358, which is the House version of constitutional carry. And they did it with a substitute amendment that took the wording verbatim for the Senate Bill 319, which is the Senate bill of constitutional carry, and just substituted it. Now, that was just in the Senate Judiciary Committee, and that has not been heard by the Senate yet. That was on the 28th of March. Now, just a couple days ago, on the 30th of March, the House did a somewhat similar thing. They took House Bill 1358, and they substituted Senate Bill 319, but with a couple of what I have been told by the media are minor amendments. So, the easiest way for constitutional carry to go through this process now would be for the Senate to agree to the minor amendments in SB 319 as it comes to them from the House, and if they just agree to those, but nobody tells us what those minor amendments are. I've looked extensively and I haven't been able to find out. So maybe it's just some minor wording changes. I've seen that happen before. And then if the Senate agrees to that, then it goes directly, with some administrative details. It goes to Governor Kemp. And then it's hard to believe, after campaigning so hard for it, that he would not sign it. And then Georgia would become a constitutional carry state. Now, there is action happening in Nebraska as well. And I've talked to a representative of Senator Brewer's office, who is the main proponent of LB 773 in Nebraska. And in Nebraska, they have to pass a bill. If there's any significant opposition, they have to pass it with two-thirds majority, because in order to stop a filibuster there, you have to have a two-thirds majority, and that amounts to 33 senators in the unicameral House, the Senate, in Nebraska. And they have had the vote on the last vote, which is called General Session, and they passed it with 33, and then three more people changed their vote from no to yes, giving it a total of 36. But it has to do that two more times. And it looks like they're working on that. They're negotiating. They're log rolling. They're persuading, because it's really tight. And that will probably come up for a vote before the 11th of April, within the next 10 days or so. And I was told that the odds are it will probably be toward the end of that period. So I suspect Georgia will become the 25th state with constitutional carry, and then I give it 50-50 chance that Nebraska becomes number 26.
Right.
So that's the way it looks to me. I reread SB 319 this morning to see if there were any substantial changes or much that I disagreed with. And it's a pretty straightforward constitutional carry bill. It seemed pretty good. There were things in it I really liked, like it included knives as well as handguns, and long guns are included too. And there are a few things that are not so commonly carried, like slung shot and brass knuckles, that are excluded. I don't think any common weapons should be excluded, but I'm willing to accept those exceptions in order to get the bill passed.
Right.
But some of the people who have worked very hard to get the right to carry an edged weapon in defense of yourself are Knife Rights with Doug Ritter. And they have been working hard, and they've got a number of states to change their knife laws to do away with some very outmoded bans. And I like to see that that is, appears to be happening in Georgia as well.
Well, I mean, I think it's important that we, you know, one of the things that gun controllers do is they're okay with half a loaf.
Right.
And sometimes and then they build on that. They put that down as a foundation, and they try to build upon that. And while I'm you know, I think permitless carry should be the law across the United States. There is that whole 10th Amendment thing, though. And if you're
right.
going to be a constitutionalist, that means you got to support those articles of the Bill of Rights that probably don't fit well with what you're trying to accomplish sometimes. So, having said that, if they've got it with firearms and edged weapons, and I can't conceal carry my nunchucks in Georgia, I'll have to find a way to live with it.
I think I could live with that until we take the next fight.
Right, right. Nunchucks coming in 2024. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's one thing we got to learn to accept. I know a lot of people get out of there. Bill, you're a compromiser. No, I'm a taker. If you put that on the table, I'm going to take it.
Yeah, we have to learn to say yes.
Yes.
You know, there's that old thing about closing the sale.
Yeah.
When they agree to buy.
Always be closing, yep.
Close it at that point. Take it. Don't keep on. Perfection or verbiage becomes the enemy of good.
Absolutely. Hang on for me, if you will. That article is the, I think it's the last article you had published. It's at, if you go to all contributors, look for Dean Weingarten. He'll be on the left-hand side. And that's at the top of the page. Go check that out. That is, some of this stuff is very instructive for us as advocates. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News. A new chapter in the history of organized labor in the United States happened in New York today as Amazon workers have successfully unionized for the first time in the company's 28-year history. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
The president was glad to see workers ensure their voices are heard with respect to important workplace decisions.
The White House is putting a spotlight on the latest monthly jobs report. Biden economic advisor Jared Bernstein.
American employers and workers have taken every headwind thrown at them and just kept humming along.
The CDC will lift COVID border restrictions in late May. The Title 42 health order has allowed the U.S. to expel nearly 2 million migrants since the pandemic began. Former Vice President Mike Pence.
Right now we have about 7,000 people crossing our border illegally every day. That's expected to go up to 18,000 if they repeal Title 42.
This is USA Radio News.
Ukrainian officials say talks between their country and Russia and Istanbul have led to a prisoner swap agreement. The Ukrainian delegation members said his country was able to bring back 86 of their servicemen and women. The Parkland, Florida school shooter was in court today for a final pretrial hearing before the penalty phase begins with jury selection next week. The state and the defense have been debating which questions will be asked of prospective jurors.
Give us their general, not in regards to this case, feelings about the death penalty.
Okay.
And that would be the only question about the death penalty in the questionnaire. The state certainly feels that this is a questionnaire we should get some feedback on the death penalty.
Wall Street is closing higher after a solid March jobs report. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 139 points to close at 34.18. The S&P 500 added 15 points to close at 45.45. The NASDAQ rose 41 points to close at 14.261. This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're talking to Dean Weingarten. I have been exercising extreme discipline because Dean told me about an article. I figured it'd be published today. It has not been published today. And now I just got to say, hey.
Let's talk about some stuff that is almost as good. It's a great consolation prize. And that is, we were talking about a week ago with an article on how the 10mm did in defense against bears.
Right.
And I had published an article about the known cases where 10mm had been used to defend against bears, and all of them were successful. And I think it was just before you and I started collaborating on discussing things on your show that I had written this article about a 10mm defense. It was one of the early ones, and it's one of the most fascinating articles I had done because I got an exclusive interview with the man who had to defend himself. And this was Bridger Petrini in New Mexico, and he had a 10mm, and he wasn't even deliberately bear hunting or anything like that. But he's a professional hunting guide, and he had to defend himself with this 10mm against a large cinnamon-colored black bear. It wasn't a grizzly, but it was a big black bear, about 400 pounds, and a male. And what happened was this was in late July, July 25th, 2018. And he was about the time that he would start training his dogs and getting them in physical shape for the upcoming hunting season. And he was at his house, close to his house. He was only about a quarter mile from the house. I believe he was still on his own property. And the dogs unexpectedly found a bear track and started taking off after it. And it was so close to his house, his 10-year-old son and 13-year-old daughter saw and heard the dogs and the bear run by. So his son said, "Hey, can we follow the bear and watch you, you know, watch it, see if we can see the bear?" And he had a Kawasaki mule, and they started after. Bridger told the son, "Yeah, you got to run." And they had to run a quarter mile to get to him, and then they loaded themselves up on the mule, and they took off. And then his wife called, and her sister was visiting, and she'd never seen a bear, and she wanted to go there, so they started following him in a Toyota Tacoma that was a hunting rig. Well, anyway, they're up on this mesa, and it's pretty warm. It's in the 6,500 feet up, and it's in the upper 80s. So both the dogs, the bears, you know, running full up and up and down over hill and dale are going to get tired pretty quickly. So they caught up to them fairly soon. And the dogs were fighting the bear on a little bench that is an outcropping of rock that's fairly flat below the top of the mesa. And there were some boulders about refrigerator size, so they're big. And there were some smaller cedar trees. And it's a good place for a bear to fight the dogs, but it's, you know, a pretty rough country. So, Bridger decided he needs to go there and get the bears off the dog. I mean, the other way around. The dogs off the bear so that he can get them back to his ranch. And he's not supposed to be running bears right now, so it's not hunting season. He just was trying to train them, and they happen to catch his scent. But he has no intention of shooting the bear. But he has a Glock 20 in a Galco holster that he normally has in the truck, and he decides to take it with him. So he grabs the Glock, and he heads out a couple hundred yards away where the bear and the dogs are. And he just shoves it in his waistband, and it's loaded with Hornaday critical duty loads, which is an expanding bullet. Probably not the greatest thing for bears, but that's what he's got. And his daughter, who's 13, starts to follow me. He tells her, no, come with me. So he gets close to where the bear is. And there are these boulders. And he has to, like, hop from one to the other in order to approach. And he sees the bear about the same time that the bear sees him. And it's only 20 feet away. I mean, that's just close. Super close.
Yeah.
And he expects... His first instinct is to grab his phone so he can video it, because black bears, in his experience, always run away from a human. But this bear didn't read the playbook. It didn't follow the rules.
Yeah.
And so this bear locked on Bridger, and it flattened his ears back, and he's watched a lot of bears. He knows this bear is going to come at him, and he drops his phone and snatches the Glock from his belt. And he starts going into what we call tachypsychia. This is where the mind is moving so fast that everything seems to slow down. It's all moving in slow motion. And actually, you're probably moving faster than you ever had before.
Right.
So the bear's coming for him, but he doesn't want to hit one of his dogs. So he shoots at the bear's body instead of the head, and the bear starts to spin around. This is something I've heard from numerous bear hunters, that if the bear's hit, it feels that pain and it thinks it's something like biting them in that area, so it starts spinning. The bear's only 6 feet from him now, so he wants to put some distance between him and the bear. Well, you can't boulder hop backwards. At least I can't, and Bridger can't. So he turns and he hops to the next boulder, and then he hops to the second boulder. And he's mid-air to the third boulder when he sees dogs start moving by him. Now, remember, this is all happening to him because of tachypsychia, very slow motion. And as he sees dogs moving past him, he realizes the bear is right there. he turns, he lands, and he turns. And he's got this big Glock in his hand, a Model 20. He sees the boar coming at him. But before he can fire, the bear hits him, and bam, they go off the edge of the shelf and start rolling down this steep mountain slope with boulders and trees, and the bear's trying to get at him. He's trying to shoot the bear, and he's probably fired several shots at this time, but he's not really sure because everything was happening super fast, but they did find some shell cases along there. And his grip on that Glock is like a death grip, and his hand gets skinned and bruised up, but he holds on to the pistol. They go downstream. He can feel the bear. They get wedged into brush and boulders, and he's trying to disengage. And the bear rears up, ready to bite him, and he shoots him in the front of the chest. Then they start rolling down the slope again. The bear, is coming after him, and he yells at his wife, "Stay away!" And he's trying to kick the bear, and he can't shoot because he doesn't want to hit his own leg. So then the bear dodges a kick and grabs his right inner thigh in a bite and starts lifting him like a dog lifting a rabbit. And Bridger shoves the muzzle of the Glock right against the bear's neck, trying to break its spine and shut the bear down. And he fires, and the bear releases his lower thigh and then grabs his calf just below the knee. And they're both moving really fast, but it appears slow. And he sees an opportunity for a headshot.
Hang on right there, Dean. Yep. Listening to that story. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Last time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out, DeSantisHolster.com. We've been talking to Dean Weingarten. When we last left off, a guy was jumping rock to rock, and he had a bear affixed to his calf muscle.
Yeah.
And he had an audience while they were watching. So, anyway, please pick that up.
Yeah, his family was there and trying to figure out what was going on. They could hear the bear, you know, growling and howling and him yelling and saying, stay away. And they were rolling down the steep slope from boulder to boulder and trees, and he had stuck the Glock 20 against the bear's neck trying to break the spine. He hit the bear, and it released his thigh, but then it grabbed him by the calf. And he had an opportunity to get a headshot. And he puts the pistol at the bear's head and presses the trigger, and click! It's a misfire. And so he realized that he should have ammunition. So he racks the slide on the Glock, and everything, remember, is going in slow motion. He sees a live round eject in slow motion. And later on, what he found is when he put that pistol up against the bear's neck, when he fired, some hair got in by the eject, by the guide rod, and it stopped the pistol from completely closing the slide on the round, so it wasn't headspaced properly, and that's why it didn't fire. And so then he ejects the round. The bear is still tearing at his calf muscle, just trying to detach it from his leg. He sees his chance. He presses the trigger. Bam! Both of them go down, and they roll and slide a bit more down the slope, but the bear is dead, and it's just before noon. Now, he is lying head downward on a steep, rocky slope on his belly. The bear's upslope of him bunched up, nearly 400 pounds, and it's biting on his calf, which has partially detached the muscle from the leg. And because of the way they roll, it's twisted around, so the bear's jaws are locked into his muscle, and he can't get out of it. I mean, he's on his belly, facing away, and above him on this steep slope is this 400 pounds of bear locked into his leg with its teeth. And so his wife comes up, and they call for help. And in just a few minutes, help arrives. And they got five different people arrive, ranch hands and I think some other guides. And there was some rescuers there, too. And they could not figure out how to detach the bear from Richard Petrini's calf muscle. So Bridger's brother-in-law was there, and Fred, and he literally cut the Gordian knot. He had a pocket knife, a bench-made mini griptilian, and he cut off the bear's head and, you know, was able to detach the bear's head from the body, and then they were able to twist that head around and move Bridger until they could unlock the jaws from his calf and get it off. If they'd taken much longer, he probably would have lost the calf muscle because it was starting to turn gray. So they called for a helicopter, which Bridger had said he would never ride in a helicopter because they were only a few hundred yards away from where a helicopter had crashed on that mesa, killing six people.
Right.
But they put him on the helicopter, and they took him because of the weather. They had to take him to a hospital in Colorado, I believe it was. Let's see if I'm right there. Anyway, not the one they expected to. And that hospital, no, they had to go to Albuquerque instead of Denver because it's very far north of New Mexico. And that hospital happened to have an excellent trauma surgeon who was familiar with bear attacks and bear injuries, and he did a good job. And while Bridger has not completely healed because one of his nerves was severed in the attack, I know he's undergone some reconstructive surgery and is still conducting bear hunts as a guide there in New Mexico. So that, I thought, was a particularly interesting story, and I don't think we've talked about it before.
I've heard it, and I don't know if you told it to me or not. I think you may have, but, I mean, it's not surprising. That one is a particularly good one because that's a guy who has experience with bears. He was armed. He had dogs with him. That is not your typical a bear happens to stumble upon him,
no.
And you're unprepared for the bear to come at you.
Right. But he did not expect to be attacked. I had one of the greatest compliments I think I ever had as a writer from Bridger Petrini, because I interviewed him and I did the story, and then I sent it back to him to make sure I hadn't made any errors before it was published. And Bridger told me, he said, "You wrote that story better than I remember it, because when I read it, I remembered what happened that I had forgotten." Because I did the interview fairly close, and of course this was sometime later.
Right.
So I was very happy to hear that. And we, you know, the 10 millimeters work. I mean, they just seem to work very well against bears. And when I say the 10 millimeters, there's really only one 10 millimeter pistol cartridge out there. But the pistols that use 10 millimeters seem to work adequately for bears. They're maybe a little bit more powerful, right on par with 357 Magnum. And we just don't see as many of them because there's not as many 10 millimeters out there, but they're becoming more and more popular, and we see more and more people in bear country carrying 10 millimeters.
I had one of my sponsors build me a Poly 80 10 millimeter. Just for that purpose, for the in the off chance that I find myself in the woods again, I will be carrying that gun. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, we got about 2.5 minutes for this answer. Do we know what kind of loads they were using in that particular gun? With
in this one where Bridger Petrini shot the bear. It was really kind of self-defense loads meant for men. It was downloaded a bit, and they were expanding bullet loads. They were Hornady critical duty flex lock loads,
okay.
175 grain. And I would recommend a bullet with heavier construction meant for deeper penetration for bears in general. Because a lot of the people who are concerned about caring for bears are concerned with larger animals like grizzlies and moose, for example.
Maybe a hard cast bullet.
Moose.
Yeah, hard cast
yeah,
bullet.
Well, a hard cast or a full metal jacketed bullet.
Yeah.
And the 10 millimeter, you can get those. I think Buffalo Bore makes them, and there's some other, at least one other company that escapes me right now. Maybe you remember it, that offers these type of heavy, deep-penetrating bullets for the 10mm. Usually they're in about 180 or 200 grains, as I recall, for the 10mm.
Right.
And they seem to work quite well. Now, I have to say, because we've got now 120-some cases where pistols were used, and about 104, 105, I mean, the exact number I couldn't swear to, but it's right at that number, where we know the caliber that was used. And all of the 10 millimeters that were used in self-defense were successful. And we have six cases now. But the most common caliber, and it's probably just because it's the most popular, is 44 Magnum. And there are 37 cases where the 44 Magnum in a pistol has been used to defend against bears that we've been able to document. I mean, there could be a lot more of them that we never heard about. But the ones we've been able to document, there's 37 of them, and there have not been any failures that we know of.
Well, we're running out of time. Everything should be the way it should be. Will you be here on Tuesday?
If it all works, yes.
Absolutely. It's all going to work, Dean. It's all going to work. Thank you very much for joining me tonight.
It's always a pleasure.
And with that, that ends the week. Remember this. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.